I want bells to ring, the choir to sing, the white dress to guess the kink, the car to hold on playing, but no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, but I'm gonna keep it a secret for now. We'll have a little
your business here. Where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Boston blocking the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the Education Department.
The judge saying basically that the Trump administration can't dismantle an agency without an act of Congress. Congress created the agency so that this is yet again another, if temporary, setback for the Trump administration delivered by an individual judge in a district court case, at least for now slowing down efforts to overhaul the federal government here in Washington.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. In Washington, D.C., police say a man is in custody after authorities say he shot and killed two Israeli embassy staffers as they left an event at a Capitol Jewish museum last night. The murders are raising questions about security amid heightened threats due to the Israel-Hamas war. At least one person is dead after a small plane crashed into a military housing unit today in San Diego. Authorities say others were injured on the ground and some 100 people were displaced. This is ABC News. A rise in crimes targeting postal workers across the country. Thieves are stealing postal keys and making off with mail, including credit cards and personal information. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Experts say more thieves are after the so-called arrow key. It's what postal workers use to open any mailbox in a given zip code. Thieves are not just using the keys, they're also selling them to other criminals online. The Postal Inspection Service says it's taken significant action to counter mail crimes, including a plan to replace some keys with electronic locks. Experts say that's not enough.
Attorneys for Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students, are requesting that his trial be delayed. They're citing in part publicity around the case and say they need more time to prepare. The Memorial Day travel blitz now underway. Experts predict a million more people will be out on the roads this Memorial Day holiday compared to last year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
This Memorial Day, turn up the heat with The Home Depot. Find the perfect grill and patio set to keep the cookouts coming all season long. grill up a feast with the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill, only $229. And complete your space with the stylish Glen Ridge Falls 7-Piece Dining Set, now on special buy for just $499 with free delivery. Take your Memorial Day cookout to the next level all summer long with the Home Depot. See homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and more mild today, with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight, we crash crisp down to the mid-30s. There's a ton of sunshine on tap for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday, with high temperatures getting slightly warmer, making it to the upper 60s. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. The trial on the death and dismemberment of a young Milwaukee woman is set to start next week. Ted Allen has more.
19-year-old Sade Robinson disappeared after a first date with Maxwell Anderson in April of 2024. Robinson's car was later found burned and one of her legs was discovered in a Cudahy park. More body parts were later found around Milwaukee County and in Waukegan, Illinois. Anderson faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson. Jury selection for the trial will begin on Tuesday.
Waukesha County deputies are investigating a death at the Milwaukee County Jail. The 33-year-old man was found unconscious and in medical distress on Wednesday night. He died despite life-saving measures taken by jail staff. The sheriff's department says the man was booked in the jail last November on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Durand, Arkansas School Board has approved the new policy for outdoor graduation ceremonies. At last night's board meeting, the board approved the new policy that forecasted temperatures must be at least 60 degrees or higher, winds under 10 miles an hour, and no rain or lightning in the forecast. The final decision on having graduation indoors or outdoors will be made by noon on Wednesday before graduation. The Durand City Council has approved changes to the hours that City Hall is open to the public during the week. The new hours will give city employees time to get work done at the beginning and end of the day. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron.
The front desk at City Hall would be open at 9 a.m. Until 4 each day. They originally had said about on Friday. Friday afternoons are very slow as far as that goes. And the idea was there was original request that we would close actually at 11. That was changed actually, so it'll be 9 to noon on Friday.
Those residents that do need to meet with city employees outside of those hours can make an appointment with city staff.
Weather permitting today, residents along Highway 35 just north of Pepin may notice a large yellow low-flying plane today as the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is spraying for spongy moth. The planes will be spraying an organic chemical that prevents the moths from mating and it does not harm people, bees, pets, or other animals. People with severe allergies may wish to stay indoors during treatment applications. Wisconsin's Department of Children and Families Secretary Jeff Pirtle paid a visit to Eau Claire Wednesday. Pirtle made an appearance at the Eau Claire Children's Museum where he took part in a discussion with child care providers about the expectation of cuts to Governor Evers' proposed state budget. An estimated $480 million is being pulled out of the Child Care Counts program by the Republican-led Joint Committee on Finance. Pirtle says that the investments made in public education and vouchers for private schools compared to child care subsidies for working families of children ages 0 to 5 are simply not even. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Cleanup efforts continue in Menominee today after a destructive Tuesday night fire. Firefighters were called to Town and Country Antiques at East 3rd and Main Streets and found a large fire from the business and apartments above it. The historic building and apartments were a total loss. There have been no reports of injuries, no word on the cause of the fire. The American Red Cross is assisting those displaced by the blaze. No one was hurt when a semi caught fire in Dunn County Wednesday morning. According to authorities, a semi had its brakes overheat and then start on fire near the intersection of Highway 12 and Highway 29. The fire spread to the trailer, which was carrying cinder blocks. Firefighters were able to quickly put out the blaze. No one was hurt. The Lake City Public Works Department has announced that season passes and swimming lesson registrations will be available online starting on Tuesday. Due to a donation from the Peters Memorial Foundation, individual and family season passes will be offered at 50% off while funds last on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, for more information on swimming lessons and passes, just visit the Lake City website and select O'Neill Pool under the Community Program tab. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that the deadline for elk hunting licenses is coming up soon. The last day to apply will be May 31st. Applicants will need to choose between the Clam Lake Elk Range or the Black River Elk Range when entering the drawing. Applications can be purchased through the Go Wild website or in person at the state's licensed agents. UW Health is coming to terms on a new contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. The multi-year deal will allow Anthem policyholders to continue receiving care from UW Health providers without interruption in coverage. The deal is applicable for Anthem members who are covered by employer-based, Medicare Advantaged, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace health plans in Wisconsin. The previous in-network contract between UW Health and Anthem had expired last month. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Wisconsin Badgers will play against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field this year. Wisconsin football announced the game against Notre Dame yesterday. The game will be on Sunday, September 6th from Lambeau Field. This year's season starts with an August 28th game against Miami of Ohio at Camp Randall Stadium. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relief hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-298-7182. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-298-7182. 800-298-7182. 800-298-7182.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and more mild today, with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight, we crash crisp down to the mid-30s. There's a ton of sunshine on tap for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday, with high temperatures getting slightly warmer, making it to the upper 60s. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo finished third in the NBA's MVP voting after averaging 30.4 points a game this season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Oklahoma City guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander took home the honor for the first time. More NBA playoff action tonight. Western Conference Finals. Oklahoma City playing host to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Thunder lead that series 1-0. On the ice in the NHL, Florida is at Carolina. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Defending champion Panthers lead that series 1-0. Milwaukee Admirals get back to work today as they prepare for tomorrow's AHL playoff game 4 against the Texas Stars. Texas grabbed game 3 6-1 last night to take a 2-1 series lead. Brewers hit the road for a 4-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates starting tonight at PNC Park. The Brewers' 3-game winning streak came to an end yesterday, falling to Baltimore 8-4 in 11 innings. The Orioles ended their 8-game slide. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take a boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Bell looks to back up his All-Star win with another victory in the 600. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Joe Gibbs Racing driver Christopher Bell won last weekend's NASCAR All-Star Race and is now set to focus his efforts on the Coca-Cola 600 this weekend at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, a race he won a year ago but was shortened due to rain. This year, he wants to be at the front at the end of the full distance.
It's a really big deal. I hate that it got rain shortened last year because obviously it's known for the 600 miles. And, I want to win the 600-mile event. But Charlotte's been a great track for me the last couple years. Every next-gen race we've been there or we've had, I've been really strong. My team's been really good.
Last year's race went 373.5 miles before the rain started to fall. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
It's just around the corner, the 62nd annual Duran Fun Fest, June 6th through the 8th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest medallion hunt starts June 2nd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Johnny Holm Band on Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Duran Fun Fest, sponsored in part by Weiss Realty, Duran Builders, and Bauerbilt Tire and Service.
It's frustrating when crows get into the garbage and raid the garden. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A scarecrow may spook the birds initially, but you've got to do more to keep them away as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Post-herbicide application stress might be costing you extra bushels that can make or break your season. Mitigate that yield loss with SipCam Agro's Stylo PSR. Whether you're applying post-emergent herbicides, fungicides, or nutritional sprays, Stylo Plant Support and Recovery helps get your corn and soybean crops back on track. Realize up to a 6x ROI on your investment and check out our no-risk guarantee program details at sipcam-agro-usa.com. Get no-risk results with Stylo PSR.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Love birds, but crows are a nuisance. And while they do eat cutworms and grasshoppers, most people probably agree with me. Ron Johnson is an emeritus professor at Clemson University. He says crows are smart and not easily frightened unless there's something that moves and is unpredictable. But noisemakers, pyrotechnics, or even high water pressure can scare them away. Johnson says one of his favorite solutions is Mylar tape.
Twist it just a tiny bit and attach it at two ends. And if you could make one side bright color, maybe silver, and the other side a bright red or something, it reflects light. And when the wind blows, it wiggles back and forth and reflects light. And it sometimes might hum with the wind. Those things are unpredictable, the way the light reflects, and it's scary.
If you have a hard time scaring away crows, try denying them their target. That would include covering a small garden or tree with bird netting. Crows love sweet corn, so when you see the silk turning brown, grab some paper cups or plastic bags and cover the tops of the ears.
they will perch on the side of the corn plant or the ear and take their beak and pull from the top of the ear in little strips that exposes the grain, and they eat the grain. That damages usually the top part of that corn ear. And if you put a covering over it, like a little paper cup or a bag, that prevents their access, makes it more difficult or inaccessible, and the bird won't bother it.
It's worth noting that crows are a protected species under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Any plan for lethal control may require the right permits from state and federal agencies. Find more tips to keep the crows away at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable. Presented by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-Ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-Ins are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids. In all your favorite Skechers styles, find Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
57 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 19 to 1982, July up 32 to 1997, August up 31 to 1977, September up 18 at 1958. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they're higher today. Barrels up 3/4 to 187, 40-pound blocks up 1 1/4 to 194 and 3/4, 5-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2 to 236 and a quarter, 24 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 123, 7 trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 54 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher as the trade was pleased to see the note of strong sales in the north yesterday afternoon. It's also assumed Fed cash cattle prices would trade steady at best this week as packers were able to build up supply last week because next week's schedule will be limited due to the long holiday weekend. The bullish surprise has helped to reignite some bullishness throughout the futures complex as traders were merely trading the complex steady before seeing the trade develop. With the added support of strong sales in the Fed cash cattle market and upon seeing live cattle contracts moving higher, the feeder cattle contract markets are also following suit, trading higher with the exception of the nearby month. So long as support remains ample from the live and Fed cash cattle markets, the feeder cattle complex will able to maintain the higher trend. The lean hog complex isn't delighted with the fact that today's export report was favorable and midday pork cutout values are higher as well. Instead, nearby lean hog contracts are trading lower. Deferreds are higher. It's proving the market's resistance at $100 is simply too much pressure for traders to shoulder. June live cattle up $1.55 to $2.1570. August up $1.90 to $2.1055. October up $2.25 to $2.0832. May feeder cattle down 90 cents to $2.9540. August up $3.07 to $2.9950. September up $3.17 to $2.9822. June hogs down 60 cents to $98.92. July down 52 cents to $1.02. August down 32 cents to $1.0202. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are relatively flat to slightly lower today. It's a two-sided type of action as the market is struggling to extend recent gains. Remaining planting progress will be slowed by cooler and wetter weather through the weekend for most. Weekly export sales, though, did remain solid. Soybean futures were higher. The trade's firming back from initial lower action as meal leads the product complex higher. More biodiesel developments are getting digested. Further guidance on biodiesel credits was initially deemed bearish, with feedstock guidelines not as exclusive as hoped. Now, while planting will be slowed by near-term rains and cooler weather into next week before drier weather returns for the north, wheat markets are mostly lower. The rebound in the dollars limiting the upside as the trade consolidates further above nearby support, and little other fresh news. The hard red winter wheat areas are expected to see near normal moisture for the balance of the month, with spring wheat areas likely to dry out a bit into June. Mantif wheat is also a bit softer after pushing through resistance levels. July corn up a quarter to 461 and a quarter. September down 1 3/4 to 441. New crop down 2 1/4 to 453 and a quarter. July beans up 3 1/4 to 1066. August up 2 1/4 to 1061 and a quarter. September up 1 1/2 to 1046. New crop up 2 to 1054 and a quarter. July soybean meal up 350 to 297.60. July soybean oil down 84 cents to 48.99. Chicago wheat, July down 4 1/2 to 544 3/4. September down 2 3/4 to 561. Minneapolis wheat, July down 5 to 599 1/4. September down 3 3/4 to 613 1/4. Energy markets today: July crude oil down 41 cents to 61.16. August down 44 cents to 60.59. June gas now down 2 cents to 212. July also down 2 cents at 208. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the market and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The future is getting more uncertain without a farm bill. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Conversations about the farm bill have been, in many ways, put on the back burner in Washington, D.C. Attention's focused more on tariffs, ag, labor, and immigration reform. But Michelle Hennings, executive director of the Washington Association of Wheat Growers, says it's vital that lawmakers focus on passing an updated farm bill as soon as possible. She noted that not only does the farm bill help keep American food supply safe, it also helps keep the industry viable.
You know, right now we are currently $1.50 to $2 below break even, depending on the farm. And it's been that way for quite a few years now. Farms cannot continue to endure this. We have high interest rates, fuel, our crop protection inputs are high, supplies, equipment, et cetera. Much of the farms during this time have also sacrificed their equity in their farm to keep farming. And the future is getting very uncertain for most.
Hennings adds that many don't appreciate the lack of a farm bill and that this challenging agriculture economy is raising some serious questions about the future of the U.S. agriculture industry.
What about if you have a new farmer? There's no way that they can endure this. And so that's very frustrating because we want new farmers. We want a younger generation. And when you're in this type of situation, those younger farmers aren't going to want to do that, or the kids of the farms are going to go find a job elsewhere.
Henning says many Americans see the acres and equipment that farmers use and assume those farmers are wealthy. She stressed that's one of the many reasons that farmers need to continue to share their story of what the farm economy and lack of a farm bill means to their daily operations and everyday lives. Now, the House Agriculture Committee has passed some portions of a farm bill, all part of the big, beautiful bill that the administration is requesting. However, it remains to be seen if all of that will actually pass the final legislation in the House and the Senate and be signed by the president. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins released a set of policy proposals under her newly launched Make Agriculture Great Again initiative. Her initial proposals are a comprehensive set of policy solutions aimed at improving the variability and longevity of smaller scale family farms for generations to come. About 86% of all U.S. farms are small family farms. To ensure that those farms can start and stay in business, USDA has outlined a toolkit of actions like streamlining application processes. The new policy agenda also includes solutions like ensuring simple, streamlined, and transparent tools and applications. It ensures reliable access to credit for small family farms. One of the key proposals is to ensure small farms can be passed on to the next generation for generations to come. Another proposal would enhance access to risk management and business planning tools. USDA also wants to ensure that the farm size definitions reflect modern-day realities. The Make America Healthy Again Commission will release a report that may have a significant impact on America's farmers, producers, and ranchers, and the public's trust in the food system. Groups like the American Soybean Association, the National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, and International Fresh Produce Association are asking the administration to consider the consequences of the report before it's finalized. Americans Agriculture's strong relationship with President Trump is based on his longstanding commitment to farmers and ranchers, the group said in a joint statement. We're hearing disturbing accounts that the report may suggest farmers are harming Americans through their practices and creating a chronic disease crisis. Nothing could be further from the truth. The groups also say nutrition matters, health matters, and the confidence of American consumers in the food supply matters tremendously. The groups represent hundreds of thousands of farmers across the country. The U.S. and Vietnam have begun their second round of trade negotiations. The Vietnamese government is working to establish a new trade agreement that will help it evade a possible 46% tariff, a move that could destabilize its export-oriented growth model. Vietnam is a crucial regional manufacturing hub for many Western firms, reported a trade surplus of over $123 billion with the U.S. in 2024. Investing.com says to shrink the surplus, the Vietnamese government has taken multiple steps, such as limiting shipments of Chinese goods to the U.S. through its territory and increasing its purchases of American goods. The U.S. has postponed enforcement of the 46% tariff on Vietnam until July, replacing it with a 10% tariff rate for now. If imposed, the larger tariff could hamper Vietnam's growth, considering its significant dependency on exports to the U.S., by far its largest markets. The USDA May livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook calls for tighter anticipated supplies of beef cattle after the U.S. banned cattle imports from Mexico. Tighter supplies will reduce beef production in 2026 to 25.14 billion pounds. Also, the 2025 milk production forecast is increased to 227.3 billion pounds. Wholesale dairy and milk prices have also been revised upward, with the all milk price forecast increased to $21.60 a hundredweight. The U.S. Government Accountability Office has released a study that raises questions about the accuracy of broadband availability data in the FCC's National Broadband Map. The study says the commission hasn't documented or assessed the sufficiency of its processes for ensuring the map is as accurate as possible. That, in turn, could jeopardize agencies' abilities to make the most efficient and effective funding decisions. The GAO also recommends that the Commission, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, and Department of Agriculture and Treasury better coordinate on broadband policy and funding. This report comes 3 years after the GAO told federal agencies how to coordinate over 100 federal broadband programs administered by 15 agencies. The Government Accountability Office also noted that most of the work from the 2022 assessment remains undone. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The last of the clouds continues to move off to the east today in our ag weather forecast, and our temperatures will begin to warm up as well, closer to normal. Our winds will also begin to calm down as well. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 60 to 65, relative humidities at 37 to 42%, north winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 35 to 40, relative humidities at 88 to 93%, north winds at 5 to 6, early becoming light. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 60 to 65, relative humidities at 40 to 45%, north winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, warmer, high 65 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, high 65 to 70. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 65 to 70. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, we'll have high 70 to 75. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Funny. my bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Now she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. Pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but
pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Dobie Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Under September stars and the pouring rain, and I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy brings me to my knees. Oh, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough, that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower, drive a sports car up the coast of California.
or Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In San Diego, authorities say at least two people are dead after a small private plane crashed into a neighborhood. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is on scene.
More than 100 people displaced. They believe so far...